Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning, and thank you, Lord, for another beautiful day. This is Shaw Gage. I'm with you here on Mixed Sunday Morning. It's Sunday, May the 4th, 2025. Happy Star Wars Day to all you fans out there of Yoda and alike. You may question, why is it Star Wars Day? Well, May the 4th be with you. Look forward to hanging out with you this morning on Mix Sunday Morning, Mix 106.5. Welcome back. You know, last week we talked about being kind to one another, being encouragers to one another. And, you know, I think once we have that down, then it's time to go out in the world and see how we can share that kindness with others in our lives that we come into contact with on a regular basis. My question to us this morning is, how do you just keep it going every day? You know, why do you get up every day? Why do your feet hit the floor? I get to wake up and I get to go do this tomorrow. What is that? What is it that you love to do? What is it that you want to do? What's the plan? Where are you going with all this? Where is this life taking us? You know, I think about that a lot, especially when I went through my health stuff, 12 and a half years ago. You start asking those questions of, you know, hey, what is it all about? Where am I going? Literally and figuratively. We've got this kindness. We haven't mastered it. I don't think anybody truly has. But when we are kind to people, we're supposed to take it out in the world and pass it on. And, you know, where are we doing that? Are we doing that? I think that's a great question to be asking ourselves this morning and just trying to figure out how can we impact the world in a more encouraging way. We're going to talk about that this morning. I'm going to share something up coming up here in the next segment about, you know, where are you going and the places that you'll go. A good friend of mine years ago passed something on to me, and I'm going to share it with you this morning. Hope you're having a great day so far. Look forward to being back with you here shortly on Mix Sunday Morning. I want to share with you this morning a gift that somebody gave to me, a good friend of the family, Norval Springfield. Gave this to me years ago when I graduated high school, and I just want to share this with you. I shared it every year with my classes as a teacher as we near graduation and just so many different things happening in life, but it's just always a good reminder. But this is a book by the world-famous Dr. Seuss, and it's titled, Oh, the Places You'll Go. Congratulations, today is your day. You're off to great places. You're off and away. You have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know, and you are the guy who will decide where to go. You'll look up and down streets, look them over with care. About some you will say, I don't wish to go there. With your head full of brains and your shoes full of feet, you're too smart to go down any not-so-good street. And you may not find any you'll want to go down. In that case, of course, you'll head straight out of town. It's opener there in the wide open air. Out there, things can happen and frequently do to people as brainy and footsie as you. And when things start to happen, don't worry, don't stew. Just go right along. You'll start happening too. Oh, the places you'll go. You'll be on your way up. You'll be seeing great sights. You'll join the high flyers who soar to high heights. You won't lag behind because you'll have the speed. You'll pass the whole gang and you'll soon take the lead. Wherever you fly, you'll be the best of the best. Wherever you go, you will top all the rest. Except when you don't, because sometimes you won't. I'm sorry to say so, but sadly it's true that bang-ups and hang-ups can happen to you. You can get all hung up in a prickly perch, and your gang will fly on. You'll be left in a lurch. You'll come down from the lurch with an unpleasant bump, and the chances are then that you'll be in a slump. And when you're in a slump, you're not in for much fun. Unslumping yourself is not easily done. You will come to a place where the streets are not marked. Some windows are lighted, but mostly they're dark. A place you could sprain both your elbow and chin. Do you dare to stay out? Do you dare to go in? How much can you lose? How much can you win? And if you should go in, should you turn left or right or right in 3/4, or maybe not quite, or go back around and sneak in from behind. Simple it's not, I'm afraid you will find, for a mind maker upper to make up his mind. You can get so confused that you'll start into race down long wiggled roads at a breaknecking pace, and find on for miles across weirdish wild space, headed, I fear, towards a most useless place, the waiting place. For people just waiting, waiting for a train to go, or a bus to come, or a plane to go, or the mail to come, or the rain to go, or the phone to ring, or the snow to snow, or waiting around for a yes or a no, or waiting for their hair to grow. Everyone is just waiting. Waiting for the fish to bite, or waiting for wind to fly a kite, or waiting around for Friday night, or waiting perhaps for their Uncle Jake, or a pot to boil, or a better break, or a string of pearls, or a pair of pants, or a wig with curls, or another chance. Everyone is just waiting. No, that's not for you. Somehow you'll escape all that waiting and staying. You'll find the bright places where boom bands are playing. With banner flip-flapping, once more you'll ride high, ready for anything under the sky. Ready because you're that kind of guy. Oh, the places you'll go. There is fun to be done. There are points to be scored. There are games to be won. And the magical things you can do with that ball will make you the winningest winner of all. Fame. You'll be famous as famous can be, with the whole wide world watching you win on TV. Except when you don't, because sometimes they won't. I'm afraid that sometimes you'll play lonely games too, games you can't win because you'll play against you. All alone. Whether you like it or not, alone will be something you'll be quite a lot. And when you're alone, there's a very good chance you'll meet things that scare you right out of your pants. There are some down the road between hither and yon that can scare you so much that you won't want to go on. But on you will go. Through the weather, be foul. On you will go, your enemies prowl. On you will go, though the Hawkins cracks howl. Onward up many a frightening creek, though your arms may get sore and your sneakers may leak. On and on you will hike, and I know you'll hike far and face up to your problems, whatever they are. You'll get mixed up, of course, as you already know. You'll get mixed up with many strange birds as you go. Be sure when you step, step with care and great tact, and remember that life's a great balancing act. Just never forget to be dexterous and deft, and never mix up your right foot with your left. And will you succeed? Yes, you will indeed. 98.75% guaranteed. Kid, you'll move mountains. So be your name Buxbaum or Bixby or Bray or Mordecai Allen Van Allen O'Shea. You're off to great places. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting. So get on your way. I'm Shaw Gage back with you here on this Sunday morning, talking about just a different perspective this morning about the places that we're going to go. You know, we've talked through the last few weeks about encouragement and being kind to one another, but where are we going to take that and what are we going to do with that stuff? So, oh, the places you'll go. The last segment I read, one of my all-time favorites given to me by an old friend of the family, Norval Springfield. It was Dr. Seuss's book called Oh, the Places You'll Go. Was given that gift many years ago when I graduated from high school, and I still have that same book with me today, and picked it up this week as I was trying to figure out what I wanted to talk about on the show this morning, and a picture dropped out of it of some of my first students that first year I was a teacher at Grace Christian Academy, and about 12, 15 guys in the picture, and just, man, they were the first graduating class of that school, and just a special group to me, but just super cool, not only those guys, but all the characters that I've met through life. And just was thinking about that last week when I shared with Big George McMillan, and just, you know, what a character he was and how he loved people. And when I thought about this morning and what I was going to talk about, you know, graduations coming up, and not only high schools but colleges, and just springtime is always such a beautiful time of year because there's just a lot of moving, a lot of things going on. And thought about that book, Oh, the Places You'll Go. It was a great reminder for me to think about the places I'll go and the impact that I'll have when I go there. So just going to throw that out there and say, hey, look, there was Norval encouraged me so many years ago, 33 years ago, if I did it correctly, that I graduated high school. And so there she was, encouraged me then, and still now that many years later, sitting here reading it and encouraging you guys out there. Whatever's going on in your life, just keep pushing. Just keep going. Sometimes there are going to be fun seasons in life. And like that book says, sometimes there's going to be not so fun seasons. And, you know, we got to take the good and the bad and mix them together and come out just all right, you know. And I think if we just keep working hard, keep doing the right things, and keep encouraging one another, I believe the good Lord blesses that, and I think we'll be okay. You know, I was thinking about this earlier too, but, you know, there was a class that I taught of young men when I was school and when I was up there teaching, and we just talked about becoming Jesus the verb, not Jesus the noun. You know, Jesus the noun is a historical person, place, or thing. It's a historical context. But I said, you know, I think we do a pretty good job of talking about the noun, Jesus, but what about the verb, Jesus? And that's the action, right? Where can we get out there? Where can we serve? Where can we help other people that are less fortunate than us? And just be encouragers. And I think when we really think of it in that respect, more of a verb, action, you know, that's what it becomes. And it just becomes a way of life. And then you do serve other people and you do put other people first. And hopefully I can be that to somebody out there listening this morning that may be going through a dark time. And, you know, I encourage you to reach out to somebody that may be going through a hard time and just encourage them and let them know, hey, there's going to be good times and there's going to be bad. But just stay focused on the Lord and keep on keeping on, and it's all going to be okay. Glad you're with us here. Happy to be here on this Mixed Sunday morning. We're talking about perspectives this morning. You know, where are you going? What are you doing with what you've got? And what's the point of it all? I came across this story this week. I was just reading something, and I thought it was pretty cool, but just kind of speaks to how we react to things and adversity in our life. And I wanted to share it with you. It says this. This name of the story is called Potatoes, Eggs, and Coffee Beans. Once upon a time, a daughter complained to her father that her life was miserable and she didn't know how she was going to make it. She was tired of fighting and struggling all the time. It just seems as one problem was solved, you know, another one soon followed. Her father, who was a chef, took her to the kitchen. He filled three pots with water and placed each on high fire. Once the three pots began to boil, he placed potatoes in one pot, eggs in the second pot, and ground coffee beans in the third pot. He then let them sit and boil without saying a word to his daughter. The daughter moaned and impatiently waited, wondering what he was doing. After 20 minutes, he turned off the burners. He took the potatoes out of the pot and placed them in a bowl. He pulled the eggs out and placed them in a bowl. Then he ladled the coffee out and placed it in a cup. Turning to her, he asked, "Daughter, what do you see?" "Potatoes, eggs, and coffee," she hastily replied. "Look closer," he said, "and touch the potatoes." She did and noted that they were soft. He then asked her to take an egg and break it. After pulling off the shell, she observed the hard-boiled egg. Finally, he asked her to sip the coffee. Its rich aroma brought a smile to her face. "Father, what does this mean?" she asked. He then explained that the potatoes, the eggs, and the coffee beans had each faced the same adversity, the boiling water. However, each one reacted differently. The potato went in strong, hard, and unrelenting, but in boiling water it became soft and weak. The egg was fragile, and the thin outer shell protecting its liquid interior until it was put in the boiling water. Then the inside of the egg became hard. However, the ground coffee beans were unique. After they were exposed to the boiling water, they changed the water and created something new. "Which one are you?" he asked the daughter. "When adversity knocks on your door, how do you respond? Are you a potato, an egg, or a coffee bean?" And the moral of the story is, in life, things happen around us, things happen to us, but the only thing that truly matters is what happens within us. Good reminder here. Just keep it in check this week. How are you going to be? Are you going to be that potato? Are you going to be that egg? Or are you going to be those ground coffee beans? Something to think about here. Thank you, Lord, for another beautiful morning. So glad to be a part of your morning. Happy you're with us here. on another beautiful Sunday morning. I'm Shaw Gage. We're talking this morning about the impact we can have on the world around us and, oh, the places that we'll go. The Dr. Seuss book that I received years ago, been reading through that and just sharing some insights of, you know, hey, it's not about what happens to you. It's about how you respond to what happens to you. And people see that wherever you go. So remember that and step up. Take that as a challenge this week. I'm going to do the same just to see, hey, where are the places the Lord has taken me and how can I have that impact? As I was sharing, when I picked that book up earlier this week, a picture fell out of it, and it was the original ninth grade boys' biology class that I taught that year. They became the first graduating class a few years later, and a picture of those guys fell out, and it was pretty cool. They all signed it, and I'm trying to get a hold of some of them right now just so I can share that with them, but just super cool. Those guys really poured into me my first year of teaching when I went through my cancer journey, and those guys lifted me up and did a lot to serve my family and I, and so appreciative of those guys, but just thought it was really neat that that picture was in that book because those guys took me places I never dreamed. You know, and for your own life, just take kindness with you wherever you go and watch for the places that you will go because you'll end up in places you never dreamed. And the Lord will do amazing things with you. And he'll take you amazing places. Just trust him. You know, I look back, that book was given to me 33 years ago, and I still read it on a regular basis for, you know, other people, but also for myself because it's just a good recalibration of where we're going and what we're supposed to be doing. Looking forward to this time of year, a lot of graduations, a lot of people doing different things, taking trips, and the places they'll go. I'm going to give a shout out to my Uncle Bobby and Aunt Cindy who are driving out west, going for 1 month, just taking a retirement trip with some friends, and hopefully they're on the road having a good time right now, maybe listening out there, who knows. But be safe out there. Maybe we'll get some check-ins for all the places that they're going on their fun trip. So glad you're hanging out with us here. Shaw Gage, be back with you here in just a few minutes. Thanks for being a part of the show this morning. Thank you for listening. So glad you have taken some of your Sunday morning time and listening to the show. Hopefully it's been an encouragement to you. We were reading earlier in Dr. Seuss's book called Oh, the Places You'll Go, and a book I received back in high school as a graduation present, and I remember thinking it was kind of a gag gift when I got it, but man, I'm telling you, 33 years later, I still read that book, and there's so much good information there. Just whatever you're going through, wherever you go, keep on keeping on, and it's going to be okay. Sometimes it's going to be good. Sometimes it's going to be hard, and you know, you just got to take the good with the bad and just keep on trucking. And, you know, that's my encouragement to you this morning. Norval Springfield, old friend of the family, she gave me that book 33 years ago. And, you know, something, the one that really caught me in that book, the one I remember the quote the best, but it said, "Don't worry, don't stew, and you'll start happening too." So just hang in there. It's going to be okay. If you need to talk to somebody, get with a pastor, get with a friend, get with anybody, a neighbor, and just talk about it. And whatever you're going through, there's somebody out there that's going to help you. I'll be praying for you, and hopefully you get that help that you need, whatever it may be. But just trust in the Lord, and he'll make everything all right. Thanks for listening again on this Mixed Sunday morning. I'm Shaw Gage. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 1065, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.